Well, hello. You are listening to Delmarva Public Media. My name is Christopher Rank. I'm in the studio with Hannah Miller, who has been with us a few times. We are talking amongst ourselves and with our audience about how much we love music, music of all genres. We know that many of you out there listening to this classical music radio station also listen to the jazz that's on 90.7 and 91.3. You also listen to folk music. You also listen to rock music. There's no reason why music needs to be segmented into different genres and they should never meet. Half the day I might be listening to classical music in the morning, and then in the afternoon I might be listening to heavy metal. You never know. I mean, there's all sorts of different things that we as listeners listen to. So let's take a moment to pick Hannah's brain for a second. You were mentioning an unusual piece of music that you had been listening to a lot lately.
Well, let me back it up and say that I really like music that has a lot of rhythm and movement to it. And one of the things that I got hooked on several years ago, besides the Gypsy Kings, don't get me started on that, but Celtic music in general, that I really like all of that feeling that it engenders. And there was a piece that I absolutely loved. There was a woman who was the 10-time World Irish Fiddling Champion. She was the first woman ever to assume that title, and to do it for 10 years was pretty awesome. But her name was Eileen Ivers. Her name is Eileen Ivers. And she was actually, which is another whole story, was the first true fiddler player for the Eurovision version of Riverdance that was done in, I forget if it was whatever the year was, 2007 or something. But anyway, whenever they did that 7-minute segment, she was the violin player. And I sort of got caught up in her music, and she does a piece based on the Pachelbel
canon.
And in her case, she calls it Pachelbel's Frolics. And what she does is transition from the classic piece to a Celtic Irish kind of reel. And her transition to how she gets from the classic to the Celtic music is absolutely charming, or fascinating if you're a musician, because I know nothing about that sort of thing. I only know what I listen to. And so she, that became a favorite of mine. And when you talked about mixing the music, that's one of the things that I find so fascinating about music, is how music travels. Music traveled from, and this was another thing that kind of got pointed out in Riverdance, the show, not just that 7-minute segment, was the fact that the Spaniards were such fabulous navigators, and they would come up to the Irish coast and the Irish would go back down to Spain. And so as a result, a lot of the music and the dancing was fused. So if you think about what they do on, you know, Riverdance or any of the Irish music, it's similar in a sense to what they do with flamenco. It's that rhythm, it's the beat, it's that kind of thing. So there are bits of music that are actually fused together. And the other thing is Afro-Celt music. If anybody has not heard of that, it's fabulous. There is actually a group called the Afro-Celt Sound System. They do some of their music, and there was a famous one by Ry Cooder called Dirabry, D-I-R-A-B-R-Y, that is on YouTube. I mean, you can go onto YouTube and listen to anything. And so that whole idea of people traveling around and sharing their music, I think is fabulous. I just really get off on thinking about who influenced who. Does it really matter? It's just how they all put it together. And it's just incredible.
We think it's incredible, too. And we hope that you find the music that you listen to here on our 3-station collaborative, whether you listen to jazz or you listen to folk music or you listen to bluegrass music on Sunday nights or you listen to the classical music here on this radio station. If you enjoy what we play, if you like the fact that listening to any kind of music is taking a journey around the world.
Right.
If you like the fact that you get to learn about different cultures through music, That's what we hope to provide for you here on Delmarva Public Media. And we ask that you support it by dialing 410-543-6895, 410-543-6895, or you can visit us on our website, delmarvapublicmedia.org. Take a couple minutes and make that financial contribution to keep this radio station doing exactly what you were expecting it to do, bringing you music from around the world and around different genres.
I know that I have mentioned this in meetings and probably have talked people to death about this, but Salisbury University, prior to the pandemic, would bring in some of the most amazing groups to play music. The Peacherine, if people had never seen that, fabulous. These guys started at the University of Maryland, and they do all the music that was from the 20s and 30s, and they actually show silent movies, and the Peacherine Society plays the music in person while you're watching the movie. It's just remarkable.
You know, I brought my son Walker, and he watched one of the Harold Lloyd movies that they did.
With the clock.
Yeah. And it was hilarious. And it was great to hear that music as the thing was playing and kind of feel like you were going back into the 20s.
Exactly. And you don't even realize when you're watching the movie that the music is live. It just sounds so right to do that. But the other thing, here I go again, they brought in the Tambourinesans from Duquesne University.
Yes.
And if you are a fan of music of the folk, what they did, what the Tambourinesans have done, is research Eastern European music and dance and song. And it just blew me away. You talk about having a visual with all these people dancing in native costumes. It was absolutely breathtaking. But the music, there were some people who are serious musicians, and they said they had never seen some of the instruments that these people had played. Who knew that there could be so many different instruments doing whatever they were doing?
Yeah, versions of balalaikas and ouds and all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, I'm sure a lot of people around here are familiar with Mickey Justice before he moved. Mickey said he had never seen some of those instruments, and Mickey can play anything except the piano, he told me.
I remember when they brought in the bagpipist, Christina Pato. And she was playing that Spanish bagpipe that only has the one. Speaking of which, she was talking a lot during her concert. She was sort of half lecturing and half playing, but she was saying how a lot of the music of the part of Spain that she's from, and I can't remember, was all influenced by the Sephardic tradition and how there were, you know, she was talking
about
how the tuning of things and how the notes that are used in the scales,
a lot
of this comes from different parts of the Europe. And again, that's what I find fascinating about music, is that it's sort of a cultural lesson and a history lesson. And you don't even have to know all that stuff, too. You can just like it. Like when the last year at the Folk Festival, when the klezmer group, which I can't remember their name.
Right.
I hadn't really heard a lot of klezmer music, but gosh darn it, that was some of the most fun you've ever had.
Yes, and people got up and they're dancing. And that's what, you know, the Eastern European music, whether it's Serbian or Czech or whatever, is like that. It's meant to be dance music, a lot of it. And these, you know, like in the klezmers, they would go from village to village to village to celebrate rituals or funerals or whatever it was. And that's how that music started. But then it was also influenced by the culture of the community that they went to. So there was a lot of transmission of ideas and music. And I think that that's what's so fabulous. And the other thing that I really get off on, I love piano music, as I said before. And there is a fella by the name of Bill Evans. He was one of the first really serious jazz musicians who did nothing but piano. He had his own group. And I would say he's of the ilk of like the Billy Taylors and those people. And Bill Evans has an album called Alone, which is probably one of the most beautiful jazz albums that I have ever had. The other thing I would like to bring back in the real world is album art.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wall of nothing but album art, and I wish somebody would do an art show.
I used to love those old RCA Victor ones that said, like, in living stereo, and then they would have those, you know, multicolor old pictures on them, and they were always really interesting.
Yeah.
If you like album art, if you like music in general, Hannah, what should you do?
I think you should call 410-543-6895 and make that donation, because music is part of our soul. It really, you know, we could get into the books about music as well. So 410-543-6895 or go on to delmarvapublicmedia.org, click the donate button, and I will say ahead of time, thank you for whatever you do, whether it's, you know, something that you feel that you can afford, whether it's something you'd like to write a big check, which we will always be happy to take, whatever you want to do at whatever amount works for your budget, please help keep this radio station on air and have the wonderful music coming out to you.
Well said.